Chapter 1. Joran Din Kate sat beside Mia on the passenger couch on the bridge of an Imperial dragon ship. The massive flying ship hung beneath an even bigger balloon filled with a lighter-than-air alchemical gas. A bridge crew of four oversaw the ship's operation. The captain and another fellow he'd come to think of as the assistant captain shouted orders to the rest of the crew via speaking tubes that jutted up through the floor. A stern woman that served as the ship's navigator sat at a bolted-down desk covered with maps and other cartography supplies. And finally, a spotter stood looking down through an ultra-hard glass viewport that pointed straight down. Today the crew all looked especially nervous, the cause of their nervousness being the pacing figure of the Iron Princess Alexandra Tiberius. Her sandals slapped against the hull as she made her next pass, a deep frown creasing her lovely features. Though only a few years older than Joran, Alexandra commanded the entire Imperial army. No one would have guessed the mind of a tactical genius resided in such a beautiful woman. That was just one of her many advantages. Only Joran and his soulmate Mia knew the reason for her agitation. After finally bringing peace to the restive province of Stello, a messenger had arrived from the capital to tell her that her father, the Emperor, lay dying. This seemed impossible to Joran, as the Emperor had access to the finest healers and alchemists in the Empire. Nothing save old age or sudden violence should have ended his rule, and at barely over 50, Marcus Tiberius still had many years left. It was a mystery, one of many the Iron Princess, and by extension her personal advisor, Joran, had to solve.
Tiber City is in sight, the assistant captain said.
Joran blew out a breath. Home at last. He'd worried that Alexandra's endless pacing would wear a hole in the deck. At least the ship hadn't exploded partway back, unlike her trip out from the capital.
I've never seen her this anxious, Mia whispered in his ear.
Joran reached over and squeezed Mia's hand. Warmth and trust flowed through the soul bond that connected them. They shared a soul, and no more powerful bond existed. Joran would do anything for Mia, and she would do anything for him. Though not classically beautiful like the princess, his soulmate had the lean, strong figure of a warrior, along with the dark hair and bronze skin of an imperial. She'd also believed for a time that she loved Alexandra. And though she'd had that fantasy shattered, Joran knew Mia still lusted after the princess, no doubt along with many others that wanted either her power, or body, or, most likely, both. For his part, Joran wanted only a return to his peaceful life of research, not that he saw any path for that wish coming true. And even if he did, given the current state of the Empire, he had an obligation as an Imperial nobleman to do everything possible to help set things right. Alexandra stalked up to the viewing window.
Finally! I thought we'd never get here.
Joran considered trying to reassure her, but doubted anything he might say would help. When your father lay dying, even well-intentioned words sounded trite. Still, if she wished, he would do his best as a master healer to try and help the Emperor. Though what he could do that the palace healers couldn't, Joran had no clue. Soon enough, the sprawling city of Tiber filled the viewing window to such an extent that Joran saw it even from his position. The walled city consisted of three concentric circles. The outermost and largest housed the bulk of the city's population, as well as the many markets and businesses. Craftsmen, modestly successful merchants, and lesser nobles lived in the second circle. And in the final circle sat the Imperial Palace, along with the homes of the richest and most powerful families, as well as the Imperial College and the First Church of the One God. Joran's home, Dincade Manor, took up an above-average chunk of that neighborhood. Had he wished it, Joran likely could have seen it from the ship. He did not at all wish to see it. He preferred to pretend they weren't several thousand feet in the air. The dragon ship began to descend, and Alexandra stalked toward the rear of the bridge where the exit waited. Joran and Mia fell in behind her, followed by her personal protectors, the Iron Guard.
After I speak to my brother, you will check on father, Alexandra said in a tone that brooked no argument.
As you wish, Majesty, Joran said. I won't be stepping on any toes, will I?
I don't care if you break every foot in the palace. I trust no one else to tell me what's really going on with my father. After everything that's happened, you're the only one I have complete faith in.
Joran kept his expression.